You're listening to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. One of the famous ahadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he stated, he said, حُبِّبَ إِلَيَّ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا النِّسَاءُ وَالطِّيبُ وَجُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ. There are a few things that have been made beloved to me from this world. And he explained, what is it? An-nisa, women, wat-tib, perfume, good friends, fragrance, and the coolness of my eyes is in salah. When any difficult matter would arise, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, قُمْ يَا بِلَالْ فَأَرِحْنَا بِالصَّلَاةِ. O Bilal, stand up and give us ease and comfort with salah. If we'd like to move our salah to a higher level, then what is it that we need to do in our salah? First and foremost, we need to keep in front of us the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you stand up for salah. That we are standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the heavens and the earth. وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدَرِهِ وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَّاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. We've not appreciated Allah as He ought to be appreciated. And the heavens and the earth are at His grasp, all folded up. He is glorified and exalted of all that they ascribe partners with Him. That is one of the things that we need to do. Think of the greatness of Allah. Another point is, as basic as it is, keep your gaze focused on the correct place during salah. So when you're standing, look at your place of sajda. And so forth. لا يزال الله مقبلا على العبد في صلاته ما لم يلتفت. فَإِذَنْ صَرَفَ وَجُهُ إِنْ صَرَفَ عَنْهُ. Allah's focus remains on a person in salah as long as he is focused. Once you start looking around in your salah, that is when you then lose the attention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do we take our salah to the next level? The third point is, reflect on the verses of Allah and the adhkar that you are reciting. Allah says, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Why do they not reflect on the verses of Allah? Or are there locks on their heart? So when a person reflects on the qira'ah, and then when he goes into ruku, or she goes into ruku, they reflect on the tasbih, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. This will increase us in our focus and dedication and commitment in salah. Then you should also think about death before you perform salah. Does that sound strange? Why do you think about death before you perform salah? Simply because in Tabrani there is a narration of the hadith of Sa'd ibn Umara, the brother of Sa'd bin Bakr, was a وَكَانَتْ لَوْ صُحْبَ أَنَّ رَجْلٍ قَالَ لَهُ. Someone said to him, إِذْنِي, advise me, may Allah have mercy on you. And he said, إِذَا أَنْتَ صَلَّيْتَ فَصَلِّ صَلَاةَ مُوَدِّئٍ. That when you are performing salah, perform such a salah as though you are someone bidding farewell to this world. The fifth point is, prepare yourself for salah. Prepare yourself. Do not perform your salah last minute, or while you need to go to toilet, or while the food is present. لا صلاة بحضرة الطعام ولا وَهُوَ يُدَافِعُهُ الْأَخْبَثَانِ. The person has been starving for several days, Then the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, now that after so many days you have received food, then it's better to eat. Not for us, who in the month of Ramadan we consume more than we consume throughout the year. We even pick up more weight and we eat food that we don't usually eat, where the month has become a month of feasting instead of fasting. So anything that preoccupies your mind. Now many times what we attempted to do is, people check their phone till the last minute before they make the takbir. And then immediately after salam they may check the phone. So what you saw in those last moments is what's going to linger on your mind throughout the salah. Or if every time, every 4 rakats people look at the clock. Then when you make salam, look at the clock. Timekeepers. So, you now throughout salah are going to be thinking, I wonder how many rakats is this salah, or this for 2 rakats. Is it more than the usual? I'll check when I make salah. Or even then, in salah you may just peep at the clock. That is not the mindset with which one should be entering into salah. You should exert yourself. And that is the sixth point. Strive hard to maintain that focus in salah. It's not an easy thing, but you need to strive. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّمْ سُبُلَنَا. Allah says that those who strive in our path, we will guide them to the right way. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah is with those who are the good doers, the doers of good. So when you consistently try to attain khushu, Allah will grant it to you eventually. The 7th point is, استحذار الثواب المرتب على الخشوع. Keep in mind the reward that is granted to those who attain khushu. No Muslim enters into salah and does a good wudu and fulfills all the prerequisites except that it becomes a means of wiping out all previous sins, unless a person committed a major sin. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us that the time will come when you'll enter a masjid, but there won't be anyone who performs salah with khushu. Who was the greatest in this regard? The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. Ra'aytu an-nabiy sallallahu alaihi wasallam yusalli wa fi sadrihi azizun كأزيز الرحيم من البكاء, like a kettle boiling or like the mill. So that was Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Bakr كان رجلا بكاء لا يسمع الناس من البكاء إذا صلى بهم. Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه was such that he would weep so profusely in salah that people could hardly hear his qiraah. وعمر صلى بالناس وقرأ سورة يوسف فسمع نشيجه من آخر الصفوف. Umar radiallahu anhu performed salah and he recited Surah Yusuf and you could hear his weeping from the last saf. إنما أشكو بثي وحزني إلى الله. I complain of my grief and my predicament to Allah. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah says that there are people on various levels with regards to salah. There are those who are transgressing limits, they are in fact oppressive. They are the ones who do not fulfill the wudu properly, do not perform the salah on its proper time, do not observe the various fundamentals and essentials of salah. Then the next level is, مَا يُحَافِظُ عَلَى مَوَاقِيتِهَا وَحُدُودِهَا وَأَرْكَانِهَا الظَّاهِرَةِ. There are those who take care of the time, the outer dimensions of it. However, they are not focused on their inner dimension. They allow their thoughts to wander in the salah. They allow the whispers of shaitan to affect them. Then there are those who, مَنْ حَافَظَ عَلَى حُدُودِهَا وَأَرْكَانِهَا, those who protect the boundaries of salah and the essentials of salah, and also strive and endeavor to keep their mind focused in the salah. And they are always trying harder in this regard. So they are in that process of working on the salah. And then the 4th level is the one who stands up and perfects the rites of the Salah and the Hudud, and this person's heart is deeply engrossed in observing all that is expected. And like this, the person continues in lowering himself or herself before Allah. So we need to work towards attaining that highest level in our salahs. So that is what we need to understand, because undoubtedly salah is the most essential of our acts of deen. Allah has suspended the success of a believer on him attaining khushu' in salah. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. So until we do not attain khushu' in our salah, we will never be from the successful ones. May Allah give us the understanding.